Are we recording, actually? Is this New Uprise? How do you get New Uprise before I even hear about it?
Listen, man, you need to listen to this song right here.
Yeah, hear me. It's kind of gutter.
Yeah. I don't know about that.
I don't know, but it makes me want to just do some activity.
Now what she's saying, dude. You don't even know what she's saying.
I heard Orlando in a condo?
Baby, ma. You know what you are.
Is Orlando in a condo?
I don't know what she's talking about. She's speaking. I don't even know what language that was. That's some real up.
I heard
stuff.
Orlando in a condo. And it was exactly what I was feeling, which was I was a little edgy, bro. I feel the need to feel aggressive.
Do you feel the need?
Uh-huh.
The need for speed. Ooh. You remember Top Gun? You remember
yes,
the movie Top
yes,
Gun?
Yes, I do. Yes,
you remember
I
that
do.
Part? That's like one of the most famous lines ever.
Listen. It was what's Tom Cruise's buddy's nickname?
Is it Maverick?
Maverick.
Going hard. That was a good movie.
Man, that was cool. You know what? You know, obviously in the U.S., they're always promoting the military and making it cool. Mm-hmm. My God, that made it cool, didn't it?
Yeah.
Did it make you just want to fly a plane?
I wanted to fly a plane.
You wanted to fly a plane, right? Like, I want to go in and do this.
This is what I want.
I mean, they
do.
Were swagged out. I mean, the glasses. Like, first of all, Tom Cruise can do anything. Do
He's
you
my
think,
favorite actor.
So, have we talked about this before?
I think we might have talked about Tom Cruise being my favorite.
I love
Tom Cruise.
Yeah, I was reading a book on the agency he's with,
mm-hmm.
and it was a book about the agencies kind of splitting off into two big agencies, CAA and William Morris Endeavors.
Okay.
And it was that book was on that, but it talked about Tom Cruise and how great he was,
mm-hmm.
and how when he was doing stuff, he would stop and say, no, let me do that again, and let me fix it, like self-produce.
Yeah.
And that was amazing. By the way, you self-produce. You've told me at times, you're like, you've taught me actually how to go through the process in my head, get ready to go and do something.
Mm-hmm.
And so you self-produce, and you always have it, you have your steps broken down, and if you don't like it, you'll do it again.
Yes,
100%. Okay. Oh, I got a question, because mm-hmm. I don't know where we're going to go today, because we haven't done this.
Today's not going to be a good day for the NFL.
It isn't?
No, not for the NFL.
Okay.
Today we're probably going to get kicked off.
Oh, geez.
It's probably strong chance.
Really?
Nah.
Okay.
I don't think we're going to get kicked
before
off.
Before we get into that,
yeah,
because I'm interested, it's the offseason, so it's offseason conversations.
But this is when people get into trouble, isn't
it? Yeah.
The offseason.
That's
what I'm saying.
Yes.
This is the time period where people usually start to get out of character.
Whenever
you're looking for somebody who got suspended, who got kicked out of it, it's always during this time.
It is.
So now you need to understand how crazy these next couple of podcasts are going to be, because it's the off season, and you just got to let it fly, and whatever happens, happens, man.
So to everyone listening, this is so true.
Yeah.
And we keep it real. We keep it seasonal around here. We keep the theme is always based on where we are in the season.
Yes.
So yes, off season trouble. Agreed. Question. I just thought about something. Your talent on television is undeniable.
I appreciate that, Jason.
Did you
mm-hmm.
learn a lot of your steps from being such a movie junkie? Is this osmosis at its finest?
I don't think so. No. I don't think I would say I learned it from being a movie junkie. I wouldn't say that.
Osmosis on accident.
Yeah, maybe. But the only thing that I can tell you for sure that I did was I looked at TV, I looked at broadcasting, I looked at, you know, commentating or whatever, and I said to myself, okay, I have to be different, right? And if I'm sitting over here watching TV, what would I want to watch?
Ah, Okay.
You understand what I'm trying to say?
Yes,
like,
I do.
What would I want to watch? And so when I did that, I was like, okay, I would want somebody to break the game down, but also entertain me, because everything is like, it's moved into that direction.
It is.
Now.
It's all entertainment.
Yeah. So it was all like a thought process for me. I was like, okay, this is how I have to do it. And then when we first started doing it, people were like, "What are you doing? Like, what are you doing here? You're not supposed to behave like this. I think we want you to do." And then they saw the reaction from the fans. They're like, "Oh, you know what?
More.
Never mind.
More. OC, do that thing again.
Do that again.
What that thing? Give me that OC.
Because it's just different.
What's it called?
It's the Lamba. It was just different, man. And, you know, now I look on TV and I see my partner, Jason. He's doing OC better than OC now.
It all happened during Super Bowl.
I know. A
couple years
it's
ago.
It's amazing.
A couple years
bro.
Ago, OC cracks up. He watches me. The first time you actually gave me the opportunity to do the intro, because they used to always make you do it.
Mm-hmm.
And you were just like, as a good teammate, you were giving me a chance to get my skills ready. And I completely stole your thing. And you looked at me and started laughing. And you said, good job. I was talking to somebody in my family the other day about this. It's the off season, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I said, you look back on the season, and I said, you know, this year we're both up for an award that you've won before.
Mm. Yeah, that's Monday.
Yeah. We're both up for it.
Jason, can I be honest with you before
What's
you
that?
Finish this?
Yeah.
If you win this.
I won't win.
But okay, but cool. But if you win this.
Oh, God.
I will be so happy, Jay.
I know you
I,
will.
I don't think you understand how happy I would be to see something like that happen.
I know you will, because you're the reason it happened, and I want to bring our viewers in, because
I'm
going to be honest with them. I'm going to expose ourselves on the podcast.
Okay.
At a point, this is what happens in football and in life with good people. All right, so we'll bring it to, we'll do a football analogy. If you're a guy who's gotten the big contract, gotten paid, and is playing good, and you see a guy that plays your position, maybe on with you on the other side, whatever, or maybe you have to come out of the game a couple times for him to go make a play. So defensive end, third down's your money down, go get a sack. You got the big contract. You say, man, this Jason guy can rest the passion.
Yeah.
I'm going to come out.
Yeah.
I'm going to let you get this sack, Jason. Mm-hmm. I'm going to let you go ball.
Go get it.
Mm-hmm. There are certain players that do that. Mm-hmm. And you can only really do that if you know this person has it.
Yeah.
Because you can't put your team in harm's way.
Right.
And that's basically what you did. You said, I'm going to give you an opportunity to go make some plays.
Yeah.
Go make them. If you know, I'm coming out the game for you to make the play.
Right.
And I was telling somebody in my family about that, and I was like, you know, I've played with a couple of guys like that.
Mm-hmm.
And I've also known a couple of guys on different teams like that. And it's just amazing how I think that most players that do that, or people, they got to know, they got to have trust or faith that the person's going to go out there and execute.
Yes.
But because you're still putting – you're exposing yourself if they don't do it.
Yes, true. Now, here's another thing that I will say in regards to that, yeah? Is that I think here on Earth, as human beings, as people, what we have is called a scarcity mentality.
Right.
Right?
Yeah.
So a lot of people have what is called scarcity mentality. So they think to themselves, oh, it's not enough for, not enough. So they want to hold everything to themselves.
I got to feed me and my family.
Exactly. They want to hold everything to themselves.
Yeah.
And that's cool.
Mm-hmm.
But then, you know, and this is something you always talk about football and how it, you know, it exposes you to so many different things. Okay, you think about, me as a player, right?
Mm-hmm.
Where my best years were, right?
Right.
As a defensive end, right?
Yeah.
Who was it? It was me. It was Strand. We all played the same position.
Yep. Tuck.
Tuck. Kiwi.
JPP.
JPP. Key. We all played the same position, right? And so what I realized is you could still.
Everybody can eat.
Everybody can eat. You don't have to have a scarcity mentality. You can have it's called an abundance mentality, which is you understand, okay, listen, if I do my job and I try to elevate everybody else, it increases the pie. It doesn't shrink it. You understand what I mean?
Yep.
It makes it so a lot of people can eat. And so everything just gets bigger and bigger and bigger the better everybody else decides to do. So you go out now, say you win this award or whatever. So now
drinks
NFL
on me.
Drinks on you. But on top of that, what we've done now is we've taken a show, yeah, right?
Right.
A show that's, you know, supposed to be a small show, right? And now you have pundits from a show on the NFL, which is like Britain's fifth sport, winning awards, multiple awards. So what do you think that does to the NFL? What do you think that does to us?
Mm-hmm. It's trending the right direction, my friend.
It blows everything
up. The line is going up.
It blows everything up. More money, more everything for everybody involved. But people don't think like that, Jason.
No,
they're
no.
like, oh, no, I got to hold on to this little small pie for myself.
Yep. And it stays small.
It stays small. Doesn't make any sense.
Do you think people do that because maybe the lack of confidence or the understanding that now that forces them to continue to grow and work harder, and people don't necessarily want to do that?
Mm-hmm.
Because if you're elevating as a whole, you're a part of that. You have to continue to climb the ladder, which means you have to get better and hone your skills and more.
Yes.
A lot of people
I don't think people think that deep into
okay.
it.
Okay.
I don't. I think it's just a flat out greed. They just want to hold everything for themselves because
yeah.
they just don't know or they don't think that there's enough for
right.
it. Because that's what the world has shown.
Yeah,
you're only going to allow one or two, maybe.
Yeah.
No, it literally doesn't have to be like that.
You know what's funny about that, too, is when you think, and people always, regardless of how you look at financial stuff, everybody mm-hmm. always knows the economy's doing well.
Yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, our economy's doing well. We're going up. We're not in a recession. Whatever. People walking down the street understand that because mm-hmm. it affects them. That's what you're saying.
Period.
Everything is their own.
It's going up.
Yeah. Everything you're doing, whatever you're doing, it's your own world. It's your own economy. As it goes up, all boats rise.
Yeah.
And yeah. Interesting.
Can I ask you something?
Yes.
Because negotiating the new CBA for the NFL, the
yes,
NFL CBA.
The collective bargaining agreement.
And all that stuff. And I'm not sure if you've talked about this before.
We have not. We've mentioned that mm-hmm. it was going to happen soon.
Yeah.
And that. There were conversations this year, but yeah. nothing concrete.
Do you think players should have guaranteed contracts?
Yes.
You do?
Can I do a couple of sentences off of that? Because it's kind of – or do you want to ask me a follow-up?
This is your
before?
Show.
This is not
do
my show.
Do what you
show.
Want.
Because I think I can't – I think that they should be shorter and guaranteed.
Mm.
Because, and I've learned through you, think about it. You guarantee, say you guarantee the first year
mm-hmm.
and the second year.
Mm-hmm.
Reality, if you're a good player, OC, that's what the team is guaranteeing anyways.
Yes.
That third year, mm-hmm. you can be signed, but most of your money is already been paid. And you're either, you have proven that you deserve this third year at whatever price it is, either above market or below, whatever you've negotiated.
Mm-hmm.
But you have to play to get that third year,
mm-hmm.
right? You have to perform to get it. So the Kirk Cousins deal, which is a three-year, $84 million guaranteed, right?
Yes.
That makes sense to me because that is the windows are short
mm-hmm.
as far as a playing career. Let's tighten it up. Make them shorter contracts and guarantee the money. The reason they're longer now is it benefits the team on the back end if you sign a five-year deal. Most people don't reach that anyways.
Yes.
But those metrics benefit the team more than the player.
Yes.
Sometimes. I mean, this is a broad stroke of the brush.
Mm-hmm.
But I think that shorter contracts, it makes it harder to maintain the teams, but it makes it more like NBA.
Yes.
Kind of. It gives them flexibility.
Mm.
Anyways, what I'm trying to say is I think they should be guaranteed, but shorter deals. And if you want a longer deal, then you have to understand that portions aren't guaranteed. And I think quarterbacks would be in positions like yours. I think defensive ends, quarterbacks, people that can play for a longer amount of time, and they have all the data that backs this up. But that's what I think.
Okay. I think from a player standpoint, from players, you should absolutely want that. Everybody's contract should be guaranteed from a player standpoint. I think the players have to push and fight for that. From a owner standpoint, 100% not.
Of course.
100% not. You would never do that. You should never do that. And I'm going to tell you why. I'm going to tell you why, Jason. It's because, you see, we played the game, right? We played this sport at a very, very high level.
We paid for it.
Exactly.
We paid for it. Exactly.
And that is the key, is the game, this is not basketball. It's not baseball. It's not volleyball. There's no other sport that is that physically demanding. Nothing compares to it. So as a business person, if you remove emotion, like I like to call it, if you remove emotion.
Can't have a conversation till you remove emotion.
Remove emotion from the equation. From a business standpoint, I know one thing. You guarantee me $100 million. You guarantee it to me. Say I'm going to get this no matter what. Tell you what, man, after year one, when that body breaks down, that practice? What are we talking about, practice?
You see this with the NBA.
You know.
The big issue is those guys don't play all the games, remember?
Can't.
You know, even Kawhi Leonard, who won the MVP, right?
Load management.
Yeah, he didn't play. He played less games than anybody. I mean, I could be staying corrected. I don't have it in front of me. But that was the knock.
Yes.
This guy didn't even play the whole season. Great player, but understood the load on his body.
Exactly. So you're like, oh, man. Like, there's so many things. There's so many things, Jason, that me and you have had to push ourselves through simply because we had to get paid, that if we were already paid, there's no possible way we would do it.
Man,
it's not possible.
It'd be tough.
So now, if you're an owner and you're like, the sport is too physically demanding, it's too tough to guarantee these players all that money. You just, from a business standpoint, it makes no sense for you to do that. But from a emotional, of course you want to do that. Take care of the player. Cool, I get it.
Management and labor.
Yeah.
We're not the only people
that
have this conversation. And both sides of the equation have their points.
Yeah.
So we can't change that, right?
Mm-hmm.
We know from a player how you feel. We know from an owner how you feel.
Yeah.
I will say this, and you know this, and you've had big deals, big, big deals. Let me tell you something, Osi. You and Stray, Strahan, care what you guys were getting as a check.
Mm-hmm.
You boys played.
Yeah.
It was not – you practiced and you played.
Mm-hmm.
All right. I know people. Aaron Glenn, who's coaching for the New Orleans Saints. Best corner I saw when I played and you know, always played.
Mm-hmm.
Darren Woodson from the Dallas Cowboys. Always played.
Yeah.
So where I was and guys I saw, and I have much more. Eli Manning,
mm-hmm.
you think he didn't always put it on the line?
Mm-hmm.
All right. This is my point with this. And you have said this before in other topics. You said, J-Bell, that's lazy.
Yeah.
This is lazy.
Mm-hmm.
This staff is lazy. These coaches are lazy. And I've been like, what are you talking about, OC? You know,
Mm-hmm.
Then when I broke it down, I was like, he's on to something. In the evaluation process,
mm-hmm.
the NFL has done an amazing job in the offseason with the draft, talking about free agency. I mean, every move that happens, we're on it. And I love it. Thank goodness they do it.
Mm-hmm.
One of the best things I think that ever happened was covering the draft on television. I love it. Watching these guys move, watching these drills. I am fascinated. All right. What happens at the draft, OC? They take you. They have interviews.
Yes.
They try to understand who the player is.
Yes.
They spend all this money, all these resources to go to the campus. If you're a first rounder, go see people that's known you your whole life, when you played high school, wherever. Character flaws they're trying to find.
Mm-hmm.
Especially
when you're talking about a franchise player, say a quarterback. The people that do this need better skills, OC.
Mm.
They need better training.
Mm-hmm.
They need to say, how do I find the OCs that when we do pay him, isn't going to
shut it down. Right.
Because there are things about your personality that say that.
Yes.
And it doesn't take a rocket scientist or a 12, 15-year career to figure that out.
Mm-hmm.
There are ways to do it. Consultants are paid a lot of money to go into corporations and figure things out,
mm-hmm.
do things, talk to your labor force, you know, figure out when you're trying to hire a CEO of a big corporation. They're always trying to figure out from a personality standpoint, the fit, you know, the flaws, all that. When you're making these super huge decisions, think about elections. That's all we talk about, mm-hmm. right? Same thing with the players. And I'm only saying this because we know it. We've been in the locker room.
Mm-hmm.
We've seen guys shut it down.
Yeah.
We're never going to call them out.
Mm-hmm.
But you knew it was going to happen, right?
100%.
Okay. Now, when we talked about coaches and we talked about the issue with minority coaches being mm-hmm. hired and all of that, I'm just saying, take away all that. I'm not even looking at it there. I'm just saying, hire capable people. I don't care what they are, who they are. I truly think there needs to be more women in the organization that have their footprint on it
mm-hmm.
and trying to understand and evaluate your team.
Mm-hmm.
It just needs to be a board of directors that is so unique and challenge each other on what they're doing because your players are your product. Figure out who these people are. And if it doesn't work out, look at your process and say, how did we make a bad decision?
Yes.
Instead of always the player.
Mm-hmm.
And if we do X and don't guarantee them, they'll do this, this, and that.
Mm.
That's the lazy way.
That is a fact. Very good point. I'll give you that. Very good point. Now, very, very good, Jason. That would be the lazy way. You're right. Speaking of the CBA, there's also some more talk about them relaxing the marijuana use.
Thank goodness.
And I saw that.
I think Simon just left.
No.
I think Simon wants to leave right now. He's like, oh. Yeah. Okay.
So they test for marijuana.
Mm-hmm.
And obviously it's becoming legal in a lot of states in the United States. So it's very difficult. It's going to be very difficult for the NFL to enforce.
Yeah, how do you,
Yeah.
You become the Fed.
Yeah. But do you think the NFL should scrap the marijuana testing or you think they should keep that in place? What are your thoughts on that?
So I wasn't a smoker.
Okay.
Let's just start there.
Mm-hmm.
I enjoyed my wine.
Mm.
And other hard liquors.
Yes.
In my career. And I wish I probably would have smoked.
Okay.
And it's because the guys I know that smoke never mm-hmm. got in trouble.
Yes.
They didn't take any painkillers.
Yes.
And they always showed up to places on time and
yeah,
stuff. I mean, they seemed to just chill out.
Yes.
You know, it was much better for their body, and mm-hmm. I look back now. And it was because I didn't want to do anything that I didn't understand. So I'm saying all this, I don't necessarily understand the testing policy because I never even thought about it. I just went and did it.
Yeah.
So I know they test the way it is now.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like you have to want to get caught.
Mm.
If you have a problem, you get caught.
Good.
I think.
Good.
That's what I understand from clients I've dealt with.
Mm.
Yeah. If you can't adhere to the protocol.
Okay. So. Here it is. You have, it's like a month, right? Whereas they can test you for marijuana, right? They break it down into like, is it like a 2-month window or a 1-month window?
Is it right before mini camps or something? When is it?
I'm not sure exactly when it is, but I know it's like a 2-month window whereas they can test you for marijuana. Now, I 100% believe that the NFL should firmly keep their testing in place. Firmly. And let me tell you why.
Okay.
Let me tell you why. It's not that I think marijuana is harmful for people.
Mm-hmm.
because I really don't. It's not that I think it affects you in any way, because I really don't. But I feel that if the NFL is telling you when they're going to test you, yeah?
Yeah.
If they're telling you when they're going to test you, and they're giving you, all you have to do is stop smoking weed.
Just
for a little while.
Just stop.
Jason.
Don't go in there.
Jason. It's a joke. It's a flat out joke. The NFL could care less if you smoke weed. All that they're telling, okay, listen, for this month here, we just don't want you to smoke weed just for a month. Can you stop smoking weed for 1 month out of 12 months? Can you stop? April 20th is when the testing window opens, which is 420. It's like a big marijuana holiday.
Oh, my goodness.
It's a joke. So, Jason.
They do it on 420.
Jason, if you, as a professional,
right,
you know the consequences, right? Previous consequences, right? If you can't stop smoking weed for 1 month out of the whole year, you have a problem.
You might be onto something. You are onto something.
You have a problem.
They do need to worry about you.
Good. Not only are you stupid, right? No, you're an idiot.
You can't stop.
You can't stop. And that means you legitimately have a problem. And so they should keep that in place, because they don't care if you – come on, man. Can you imagine it? Like, oh, listen, we're going to test you on so-so day. The drug takes – I don't even know how long to get out of your system. All you have to do is stop smoking weed for 1 month. And if you cannot do that – if you can't – it's not – the testing isn't during the season. It's during the off season. So if you're saying, oh, pain management and all, come on, man. Be realistic. So basically, you can't stop smoking for a month out of the year. You are an idiot.
You're on to something.
You have a marijuana problem, a marijuana dependency, and you should be in trouble. You should be.
You're on to something. This ties back into what we were saying.
Yes.
If you, just like I said, laziness about the evaluators.
Yeah.
Okay, protocols are in place to figure out who's who, what's what. This is something that shows a basic level of discipline.
Thank you.
And if I'm going to pay you X amount and invest in you X amount.
Thank you.
These are some of the signals I need to be warned of, because this is a character issue that could come up somewhere else. I'm going to bring in something that a person you know, you've met before, and I had the ability to talk to the other day, Anthony Joshua, the boxer. And we were talking about stuff and just having a conversation. And I said, you know, I was just fascinated on, you know, we're fascinated with fight sports.
Yeah.
We talk about it. And I just said, what do you do, like, in the off season? Like, how do you, what do you do when you're not in the ring? Like, how are you, what's your, you know, to stay, you know, on top of it, on the edge. And he's like, oh, discipline.
Mm.
And I was like, oh, okay. And he's like, yeah, like with my life, organization, structure, like my life is discipline, because that is where I sharpen that skill when I get in the ring.
Yeah.
But if I don't live like that, how do I think it's going to happen in the ring?
Yeah.
Makes sense, right? 100%. You got more time to be disciplined in your day-to-day activities than you do to get punched in the face in the ring.
Right.
Back to your point. Those are certain things that level of discipline. When I'm talking about investing in a high-end performance machine that I need production out of. Because remember, the NFL pays off of future production, not what you've done.
Right.
I'm projecting what you are going to give me in the future.
Mm-hmm.
So I need to now take all the information I have at this point to make a judgment call on that.
Yeah.
I'm with you.
You with me there?
I'm with you.
Okay, good.
Because that discipline is, what else are you going to evaluate, man?
Thank you.
It's hard enough.
Thank you.
You're making unknown judgment decisions. So you need to take every bit of knowledge you have now to say, yeah, Mr. Owner, Mrs. Owner, Let's do this.
Yep.
A lot of Mrs. owners, too.
They are. Like keep the that. NFL, keep the testing in place. Keep that weed testing in place, man. Just to weed out the idiots. That's all I'm saying. Listen, I'm 100% for you smoking weed. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm 100% for you doing whatever it is to keep your body in whatever shape you want it to. I mean, come on, man. Taking Percocets and all that nonsense and Vicodin that people are taking for pain. Like, come on, man.
That's not good for
like,
you.
They're handing out like candy.
Yeah. Not ridiculous. Anymore. They were back in the day.
Ridiculous. Ridiculous. Vioxx and all that stuff. You know what Vioxx does to your body? Come on. So if you have an alternative, cool.
Yeah.
Deal with it that way.
Yeah.
But, I mean, golly, stop smoking for a month. Please, just show me. If I'm going to hand you $100 million, show me you can be disciplined enough to not smoke weed for 1 month out the – just show me that, please.
There's so many more challenges that come with those resources of that money.
Yep.
That what your personality is and what you've developed as far as that discipline, man. Mm-hmm. It's important, man. Mm-hmm. I mean, I laugh and joke with you all the time, but a little bit serious. I was like, I don't know if I could have been in your situation.
Mm.
I don't know if I could have had all that. I don't know who I would have been. But I don't have that problem, so it's cool.
All right, I was going to get us kicked off. I think I'm going to wait till the 2 weeks from now to really get us kicked off.
This is interesting, though.
To really get us kicked off, 2 weeks from now.
Two weeks from now.
Whenever our next podcast is, that's when I'm going to lead it off with what I wanted to talk about today.
Okay.
But we're not going to do that now.
Okay,
no.
Basically go every other week.
Oh, that's what we're
doing.
Yeah,
just to build up the stories. We don't want to be like these other podcasts where it's just they're just –
rambling on, just rambling. Talking about
we want to talk about stuff that's happening in our off season. Yeah. And I think that discipline is how we start this off season.
Yeah.
The guys that stay disciplined, have a good time, do your thing, but really focus on that discipline and hone those skills in when nobody's watching.
Yeah. You know what I'm really disappointed in?
Tell me.
Jason and Simon. Mm-hmm. I'm very, very disappointed in Jason and Simon.
Really?
Is the fact that I've grown a beard and nobody said nothing.
Well, I saw today working out.
And nobody said nothing.
I saw today working out.
I'm growing a beard.
I know. I didn't know if it was laziness.
This isn't laziness, Jason. I mean, this is a couple of weeks. So
you can do a full beard too. It won't be patchy, will it?
I think it might be a little patchy if you can see like this small hole developing. But like, I'm growing my beard out
at the back end of the winter.
Yeah, I'm growing it out. Just I want to have like a little, not like
really?
A Yeah, I'm just gonna have a little.
You're gonna do that in the summertime.
Yeah, I'm gonna have a little beard.
Man,
little
that's beard, opposite beard. Of what most people do.
A little beardy beard.
But you're clean face Osi.
I am, but I think I realized that I want just a little something. Just a little. You gotta change up. You gotta change up your look ever so often. You can't just look
what does
and
Layla
be
think
the same.
Is what I really wanna know.
Layla likes it.
Layla likes it.
Yeah, it's really, really all about her.
Yeah,
she likes beards. I just found that out. My wife is she likes beards, and I just found that out. And so now I have to grow a beard. I'm like, why didn't you tell me?
Oh my God.
We've been together 7 years, and you're just now telling me that this is what you see, communication, Jason. I don't understand people. I don't understand people. Why would you not tell me that you like? Apparently, my wife likes beards.
Oh, God.
Apparently.
Oh, God, I had a stomach cramp.
Man.
Oh.
There's something wrong with me, JBL. There's something wrong with me, man.
Apparently. Oh, we can't. She can't listen to this
she
one.
She can't.
Oh, she can't listen to this
She'd
one.
She'd be so mad.
She did. It was funny. We're friends on Instagram.
Right.
And my Instagram is basically, if anybody doesn't know, Jason33Bell.
That's it.
Jason33Bell. It's basically really Jason and Osi's Instagram.
Right.
Because it's the bunch that's on there. But it was a clip of stuff we've done this season and funny stuff, you know, and her comment was, leave my husband alone.
Leave him alone.
Leave him alone. Oh, no, it's Jason Bell 33. Thank you, Simon.
Oh, wow. Just
cut that out.
Simon's
it's Jason
a real friend.
Bell 33. Follow your boy because I'm going to tell you why. The NFL wants me to improve my social media.
Yeah. They so try to get me to do it, but
So follow me, please. I know we got the coolest listeners in the world, there truly. I was at the mall the other day, and somebody's a woman and her son, J-Bell, did it come up? And they said, my husband took a picture with you somewhere else and sent it to them, you know, his son. And she said, he would never do that either. Mm. It just says so much about you and OC.
Wow.
She's like, he's not even that kind of person. Mm. And I was like, yeah, we got the cool. I mean, just the coolest people, right?
It's dope. I really enjoy it.
I really appreciate it.
Enjoy our fans.
So to your point, OC, to your point about the CBA, I'm just going to throw out some things. We've talked about what we consider the most important thing, and that is the money.
Mm.
But they're talking. And it just happened. They're talking about increasing the games from 16 to 17.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that means one less preseason game.
Yeah.
So what that means nothing to a guy like you.
Yeah,
means zero. You weren't playing, but two of them anyways, barely, and just going out sweating. For
maybe
a
total of one game, maybe.
Yeah.
Because you play the one.
The
series.
Third game you play.
The first half. Yeah. So a total of maybe a game. In four preseason games,
And an extra team in the playoffs, OC, with one less bye week, so that bye week before. So I can't really break that down in my head right now, but I will say this to everyone listening. This one less preseason game, people are all talking about this like it's a positive. I'm going to tell you another way to think about this.
I know where you're going.
You know, I got in the NFL.
Yeah.
Because of four preseason games, you are going to lose a lot of untapped talent because of that. That's a ramification to this.
Yeah.
First game, I went out, made a couple plays. It's like, oh, let's play him more game two. Wow, all right. Game three is for y'all.
Yeah.
It's for the starters. I remember clear as day coming out, playing all three games really good, and thinking I was a lock and pretty much was, but it was like, okay, this fourth game, you got a ball to make it. We want you to make it. Go out there and do it. I'm like, what? I thought I was good.
Yeah.
That, for a young guy, we played the whole game. Victor Cruz with the Giants, right? Goes and makes some plays. Each game, it just kept getting better. And they were like, he took somebody's spot.
Yeah.
But it was those preseason games. So there's a positive to that. The negative is, all of your back end of your roster, how are you going to see and find those players?
See, Jason, this is just, you see, what people try to do, it's called a Chinese box. You ever heard of the Chinese box?
I have.
Yeah, that's what it is. It's like they show you one thing here, whereas it's something going on completely different, right?
Yeah.
So, I just got angry right now, right? I really did. I just got pissed right now, right? Because they're trying to make it seem, oh, yeah, we're going to take away one less preseason game. That's going to be good for the player's body, and we're going to add one.
You ain't playing no way.
Come on, man. They're not playing anyway. So what you just said is 100% correct. You're going to take away the evaluation process for young players who actually need that development. They need that the ability to be seen against, you know, pretty high-level competition to give them a better chance to make the team. You're going to take that away from them just to say, hey, listen, we took some wear and tear off your body, and it's not really affecting those people anyway. It's not. So stupid.
No.
Doesn't make any sense. 17 games? I mean, come on, man. Be serious. Now, the one thing I do like one thing I do like, because this affected me personally, is the one extra team in the playoffs. I like that.
Yeah.
I do. Man. I do agree with that. I believe, because there's been times where we went 10-6.
Right.
Didn't make the playoffs.
No.
You understand? There was a time I saw a Patriots team go 11-5. Didn't make the playoffs. You understand?
Yeah.
These are teams that deserve to be in the playoffs.
Yes.
But maybe a technicality here, another team went 10-6, strength of schedule, just something ridiculous. So now you get that extra, you know, one team in. It's not going to affect anything. You understand? Just one team has the bye week.
Especially if they're a good team, because then it makes the playoffs good, because you have the best teams.
Exactly. And so I do like that one extra team in the playoffs, and that's because only because I've been on the other side of, you know, having a really good record and not being able to make the playoffs because of some stupid technicality.
Well, that makes sense to me, and you understand that. And we got lucky this year, right? We got the best teams.
Yeah.
And you saw the result of it. It's like, it as
good games,
we, the,
yeah.
the, right?
Good games.
OC. One team squeaks in because of all these things you said that's not the best. It's like that when the world is watching a playoff game, it's like, oh, that one is.
Yeah.
You know?
There.
Right. So, that helps. Listen, this is the beginning. We don't know how it's going to shake out, but we're always going to challenge something we see and talk about the other side of that coin, especially when it's Osi's coin. Mm-hmm. Dinner on Osi.
Dinner on me. Not short arm J. Bell.
Not short arm J. Bell. We're going to hit a couple questions. Hey, they're killing me with short arm J. Bell. I love it, too. More you hit me up on Instagram and Twitter with that, man, keep going crazy at me. I think it's the funniest stuff ever. Hashtag Ask OC, Ask J. Bell. This is from Mackenzie. Mackenzie.
I like that name,
yeah,
Mackenzie.
Yeah, yeah. The big question, OC.
I think I know who that is.
Really?
Yeah. I think I actually follow Mackenzie.
Oh!
I do.
Oh, this is a good one. This is a good one, OC.
Yeah.
This is a Did you run into your old nemesis in Miami? P. Diddy. Did you see any pictures? You're not on
Instagram.
Yeah. No. But they had pictures of them visiting a club where they tip people with dollars.
Strip club. Oh,
and,
my goodness.
And we see it right now.
Oh, wow.
This is
the
floor
wow.
of a Miami club where people throw dollars at people. And awesome. It is, and somebody asked you right here at us, OC. Did you and P. Diddy were you at it again?
No.
And the floor is covered with ones.
Money. Yeah.
You lived that life. You saw it.
I lived that life. I saw it. I can tell you one thing for sure. I 100% didn't go to war with P. Diddy. Number one, because I'm a little smarter with my funds now. A little smarter with my funds. And two, I don't know how would I explain that to my wife? Who apparently likes guys with beards. How would I explain that to her?
Guys with beards that make good financial decisions. You handled both of them.
Yeah.
You handled both of them well.
Yeah. Don't know how I would do that, J. Bell. So I didn't. That was not me. That wasn't me. No.
Simon, is this podcast called Apparently? I didn't know.
Apparently.
You have to.
Apparently my wife likes men with beards.
You have to do that.
Apparently. So now I got to grow a beard. It's as simple as that. Happy wife, happy life. That's what they say. Happy wife, happy life.
This is true. This is true.
Yeah.
Keep your partner happy.
Yeah.
You will be happier.
So, so we're watching, just came about maybe about a couple of weeks ago. We're watching Power. You ever watch Power?
I have, but I haven't. It was the beginning. I need to. I'm so far behind.
Yeah, we're watching Power, and the main character Ghost. He has a nice beard. So my wife was talking about how handsome he was and how she likes it. But I was like, "You like that?" She was like, "Yeah." I was like, "Really?"
With enthusiasm.
Really? Why are you so excited about? So this whole time I've been walking around clean faced as your husband, and you didn't say one word about liking guys with beards.
Nothing.
But apparently, she enjoys that.
You know what you're going. You know what else you're gonna see?
What's that?
With your youngest son.
Mm-hmm.
Soon.
Yeah.
You're gonna see how she dresses him.
Yeah.
And little styles.
Oh, okay. So that's the look you like. You didn't let me walk around here.
She gonna be
looking like
you're gonna see him. You're gonna be like, why is he so hooked up? Look at this. Look at his outfit. You're gonna be like,
okay. Okay. All right. People are hilarious, bro. What would she say? People. Hilarious, man.
Also, there was something else she responded to on something. She said, what up, Os?
What up, Os? What's up, Os?
when people used to see OC in New York walking down the street when they first met, people used to just go up and say, "What up, OC?" And she'd be like, "Do you know them?" And you're like, "No."
She's like, "Why are these people speaking to you?" But they're not calling me OC. It's OS. Like, they know me personally. I'm like, that's just New York for you, man. That's just New York.
When you see OC, what up, OS?
What up, OS?
That's it. J Bell, short arm J Bell, what up, OS? We'll know exactly who you are.
Woo!
Hey, man, we made it out of here. OC, my friend, we are back in 2 weeks. That's how we're going to do it.
Okay.
And I have something for you. Mm-hmm. We always leave with a statistic. Well, not always, but sometimes.
Okay.
We are the number 23 sports podcast in the Czech Republic. Shout out to the Czech Republic.
The Czech Republic.
23, Michael Jordan.
Oh, my God.
Yes, sir. We are moving up the world.
Why would that be? I'm confused. Czech Republic.
Shout out to the Czech Republic. Listeners, appreciate it. Simon, where do you find this stuff?
That is so strange. Czech Republic.
Baby Ma. You know what you want. Get ready for it. You know what to do. Girl got empire. Girl not retired. Nothing but design. Cause I'm a provider.
And you want me to look at you like this when I come through. Play with you like that when you're in a rest too. Lift my body up and it's a fondue. Ah, baby pa. Love it like that so you're not gangsta. Pop it like it's already soon a rockstar. You believe in me and I'm a youngster. You're feeling the swag in the car. You're feeling the way that I saw. Spend money, buy out the bar.